So allowing ourselves to bring forth to mind some difficulty of late, something recent and not severe. Something, if you were to rate it, is more like a 2 or 3 out of 10, especially if this practice is new to you. So 10 being very severe, the most severe, 0 being nothing. So keep it low in the scoring of severity, because often when we approach our difficulties, that intensity rating tends to go up. So holding forth in your mind's eye some difficulty of late, remembering it. Maybe it's even happening in this very moment. And get clear about the story at this point, who was there and where it was, when it was, and the particulars of what happened. As best you can, as if a movie camera were rolling. And noticing how you feel emotionally with the difficulty, and how you feel physically. And over the next half minute, really making an effort to drop the storyline around the difficulty and just pay attention to how you feel the difficulty in the body. So we've recognized the difficulty and we're really allowing it as it's showing in the body. Remembering an approach to working with a difficulty is to use the acronym RAIN: recognition, allowing, investigation, non-identification. And so as we go into the body, noticing where we feel it, this is a deepening of the recognition by allowing it to be here as felt in the body. Keeping an attitude of kindness really front and center throughout this practice. And if at any point kindness suggests you need to move out of working with the difficulty, then by all means do so. Just restabilize yourself with a sense of the breathing, sense of the body sitting here, feet at the floor, and so forth. Noticing where you feel the difficulty throughout the body. And if there's a sense you can't feel it anywhere, then check out your forehead and eyes. Check out the jaw, throat, back of the neck and shoulders, low back, chest and heart area. And of course we can feel our difficulties in our extremities, but these tend to be the most significantly troubling places where we feel our difficulties. And now noticing the difficulty as it's showing in one spot in the body. And letting your awareness go deeply into that one place in the body. Really making an effort to let go of the storyline. Just as we let go of extraneous thoughts when we're meditating on the breath. And so this is the eye of RAIN, where we investigate the difficulty as it's showing in the body. We're deepening that allowing into an investigation, letting the difficulty unfold. So often we stop our difficulties from unfolding. We push them away, we deny they're there, we get busy, The mind gets busy, we get restless, but now for these few moments, we'll allow the difficulty to be here as showing in the body. So using your skills, perhaps, of breathing in and out of the area in the body where you feel it. Not trying to fix, not trying to change, rather just to abide more deeply. Noticing how the sensations in the area are in particular, the size, shape, and texture of the sensations, their qualities, maybe pulsating, tingling, burning. Noticing too the boundary of the difficulty. Ah, it's in this area, but not here or there. Great deal of the body's actually okay and relaxed. Noticing how the sensations are in movement. They're not static. This is especially important if we're calling the sensations pain. Trying on letting go of that construct, that conceptualization, and just be with the sensations as they are, without judgment. Breathing in and out of the area, or possibly breathing with. So that's where you hold the area of concern in the foreground of awareness and the breath as a stabilizing presence in the background. So if we are allowing ourselves to be with our difficulties as they are manifesting in the body, we then sometimes open into the end of rain, a natural awareness, a non-identification, a sense of, oh, I am not this difficulty. It doesn't define me. It's not mine. It's not me. It's not who I am. So you can just notice. We don't force the end of rain. We just notice. We just notice it as an unfolding. So taking about a half a minute more for working with your difficulty, and then bringing yourself gently back to your center in the breathing.